Avalanche bulletin to the terrain. Okay, so now we know where to find information about our current avalanche conditions. Now what? We always want to read our avalanche bulletin first and then choose our trip. Let me say that one more time. Always read our avalanche bulletin first and then choose our trip. We want to match our terrain to the conditions. Maybe we're dealing with wind slabs in alpine. This would be a good day for tree riding. Let's say we have a wet slab problem on south-facing slopes. This would be a good day to ride north-facing slopes. We can easily forget how quickly conditions can change out there. Remember that within a matter of hours, we can see our snowpack change and avalanche danger rise. Below is an example of a riding area on two different days. We can see how limited our options are when the avalanche danger is high. We would not want to expose ourselves to the large open areas, especially near the bottom with the convexity and terrain trap. Tight trees on the ridge or the high point would be our safest option with our danger rating at high. The danger rating always constitutes what terrain is appropriate for us to be in that day. Just because we were there yesterday doesn't mean it's good to go the next day. What has changed? Be an investigator. We can see by the photo above that with high hazard, we don't have many options for safe routes down or up. We certainly want to avoid the larger openings. Sticking in tight trees on a higher rib feature is our best bet with these conditions. Looking at the photo above with moderate, we can see that it opens up some more options for us. We may feel comfortable pushing into the openings depending on how conditions are feeling on the way there.